A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Peches, Yevamos 88b, pagination is 176. We're about seven lines from the bottom at the two dots, where the Gemara further explores the case of the Mishnah that we discussed yesterday. The case of the Mishnah was that a woman's husband went far away, and she got a report back that he died. She got married, and then her husband shows up. The halacha on the second line of the Mishnah was, Teitze mize umize, she gets separated from both the husband and the new man. Utsricha get mize umize, and she's going to have to receive a divorce from both the husband and this new man who thought he was the second husband. Our Gemara says, Bishlomo mirishon, I understand the divorce that has to take place from the first husband. Tiboy get, that definitely needs a divorce because ultimately she's married to that first husband no matter what she thought. Elamisheni, but the second man, Amai, why does she need a divorce from him? Zenus va'alma hu. By the time we realize what happened in this story, it's nothing more or less than immoral activity. It is not a marriage. And why should she have to get a divorce from that second man? As we mentioned, Kiddushin is not tofes in an Eishes Ish. A married woman is already married. You can't marry her again. And this second man should be a non-player when we try to clear up this mess. And why would we require a get from him? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Gezeira, it's a legislation, Shema Yomru, lest people say, Giresh Ze, the first one must have divorced her, Vinasa Ze, and that must be why the second one married her, Vinimtza Eshes Ish Yotza Belo Get, and now that she's marrying a third person, they're thinking that she left the second person's home, marriage, without a get, which she certainly did leave without a get, because she didn't need it, because she was an Eishes Ish to the first person. But again, we're worried that people will think that the marriage to the second one was legitimate, and somehow she left that marriage without proper divorce. So let's get this clear. We're going to require a get from the first one, because he's the real husband. We're going to require a get from the second one because now that she gets a get from the first one and is on the open marriage market, people are going to wonder, what happened with that second marriage? Was it just annulled? What happened? So we require a get from the second one as well so that she could enter the marriage market clean. Ihochi. If so, asks the Gemara, Seifa, in the coming up Mishnah, Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph 92a, Diktani, we learnt over there that if the same exact case happened, but only with Kiddushin, it didn't actually develop to the point of Nisuin, Chuppah, that they were going to live together, it simply developed only till Kiddushin, then we would not require a get, and we need to know why not. If indeed you're worried about this thing, what people might say, she was married, wasn't she married, what's going on? Amrula, if they told her, Meis Bailech, your husband died, Viniskacha, but all she did was make Kiddushin, Vachakach Babaila, and then her husband shows up, Mutta Lachsolo, she's permitted to return to him. And the obvious question is why we should require a get from the second man. Hasam nami neima girish ze vikidesh ze. She's entering the first husband's home without getting a get from the second man. People might say a married woman is going free without a get. You should require a get. Let's skip to the next page, Peites Amud Aleph 89a, where the Gemara says on the fifth line, Kansua Rabbonon. This is actually not a legislation to protect the public or protect the impressions. It's a knas. It's a fine, so to speak, levied against her in logistics, in the understanding of the Nemuka Yosef, in order to be ma'agin her, to make it a little bit more difficult for her to remarry. She can't just wash her hands of the affair. She actually has to receive a get from the second man. And the question is, Seifanami likansua. So maybe in the second case as well, we should impose some level of knas, even though all that happened was kiddushin. And the Gemara answers with what I believe is the answer that's very satisfying and like the gut reaction over here. Reisha de ovda isura kansua. In the first case, where she did a prohibition, they imposed this fine, so to speak, and required a get from the second man. This is referring to the case of Nisuin, that she actually did chuppah with the man, and it progressed to the point that she was available for bia, for intimacy with him. The way we paskin, even if it didn't actually progress till that point, that they actually lived together physically, an act of intimacy as husband and wife, but once the chuppah happened, once it reached to the point of yichud, that already is a level of isura, of prohibition, of something that's where we can't allow her to be without comment. Muke Yosef says that's the moment of kansua. Seifa, but in the second case, the new Mishnah that we brought in, the lo avda isura, she didn't do anything wrong. She accepted kiddushin from somebody. She took money, she took a ring, thinking that she was available. Lo kansua rabbonon. The rabbis did not impose any legislation against her because she didn't actually do anything actively wrong. Now, one case that deserves to be brought in over here and is mentioned on the bottom of Peches Amud Beis, the very bottom of the Amud, the piece that we skipped, is what would happen if a man divorced his wife and she considered getting married to somebody else. If she actually got married to somebody else, so that's a pasuk in the Torah, that's a clear halacha, that once she marries somebody else, she's not allowed to go back and get married to the first husband. Even if the second husband divorces her or dies, she can't marry the first husband again once she's been in a marriage in between. What would happen if only a kiddushin occurred? No nisuin. She wasn't fully married, as in going to the second husband's house. What would the halacha be if now the second husband divorces her or dies? Can she go back to the first husband? So this is an extremely different and beautiful contrast in this case, whereas our Gemara was discussing a woman who is married currently and accepted kiddushin from somebody else, and we can totally disregard those kiddushin. It's meaningless because she's married. even Nisuin would be totally disregarded, except that we make a knas because she did an isser, she did something prohibited. And therefore, in that case, Kiddushin is handled quite leniently. But in the case we just mentioned, where the first husband divorced her, and she's looking at a true and valid marriage with the second man, the halacha, as we paskin it, is like the chachamim, who hold that the pasuk v'yatza v'haysa, she got divorced from one husband, and she is to the second husband, v'haysa havaya refers even to kiddushin. And therefore, the case of machzer gerushaso, the prohibition of taking one's wife back after divorce and marriage to somebody else, exists even if that marriage to somebody else was only to the level of kiddushin. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.